Pastors.
Okay.
Yeah, pastors, yeah.
Well, now, what would a cow pen or a cow lot be?
Well, that's why that'd be a...
It's a cow lot, what you drive them in, you know.
It's a lot, you know, you put them in.
That's what, is that next to the barn, the lot?
Yes, that's next to the barn. Drive in there and then put them in the barn.
Uh-huh, okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Call them,
a brick wall.
Yeah, but if they're not made out of bricks, if they're just made
rock.
Out of just rock.
They're just made, A lot of folks make them with different things.
It's a rock
wall. Brick wall, anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Ms., would you call it a rock wall or a stone wall or a rock fence? Or?
Yeah, just whatever it's made
rock.
Out of.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Either one of them is what it's built out of. But.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in? It's got a handle, you know, you just carry it along beside you like that.
You carry milk or water in?
Uh-huh.
A pail, some people call them pails.
Okay. And would you call it the same thing if it was made out of metal? Would you still call it a
that's
pail?
That's right, if it holds water, either milk, yeah, it'd be the same thing.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Skillets.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn it on and off?
Sink.
And what do you call the thing that the water comes out of, where you...
Where
you turn it on and off?
Faucet.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing on a barrel?
Barrel.
The place where the water comes out.
On the barrel.
Call it a faucet,
wouldn't you? Call it a faucet. Turn the faucet.
Okay. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard and you hitch a hose up to it?
Hydro.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
You're going to put them in a bag.
Okay. What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth that 100 pounds of chicken feed or 100 pounds of potatoes might come in?
Sacks.
Okay. Now, would you have a particular name for the sacks depending on what they were made out of?
Well, some made out of paper and some out of burlap.
Okay.
It's heavy cloth.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Harp.
Okay. And what about one that's shaped like that and you put it up to your teeth?
You can get them.
The guitar?
Guitar, okay. Have you ever heard that called a Jew's harp or a mouth
harp?
Yeah,
that's
I've heard of it, yes.
Jew's
harp.
Uh-huh.
Harp, yeah.
Okay.
He makes pretty music, anybody know how to play them?
What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's a long board and balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end, one sits on the other, and they go up and down like that.
I don't know. I've seen those kids on those things, but I don't know what
I used to call them seesaws.
Seesaws, I guess so then. They go up and down.
Yeah.
One on one end goes, I used to ride them myself.
Well, now, what about the ones that go round and round like this?
That's a merry-go-round, isn't it? Yeah, merry-go-round.
What do you call a piece of stone about that big that you use to sharpen a knife on?
Quid rock.
Okay.
Yeah, my daddy used to keep them all the time.
Now, let's see. Would you describe some different kinds of fences, wooden fences,